A crush of people filled streets and lawns near the White House for an anti-war protest this past weekend. No one knows exactly just how many attended. Organizers estimate hundreds of thousands. Among the crowd were about 1,000 Chicago area residents. One group from DuPage County traveled all night to get to Washington in time for the rally. Chicago Public Radio took the bus with them to capture some of the individual voices before they blended into the crowd.
My name is Darlene Sapaniak. I'm a 72-year-old grandmother.
My name is Peter Summers. I am 37.
My name is Stephanie Gordon, and I'm 18 years old.
I'm Mary Santiago.
I'm Brandon Santiago.
He is my son. I am his mother. We're from Hillside, Illinois.
I am from Aurora, Illinois.
Lombard, Illinois.
I live in Batavia. I'm a teacher, a high school English teacher.
I'm a firefighter.
I am a freshman in college.
My name is Mary Tressler, and I live in Westchester, Illinois. I'm an optician. I'm here by myself. I just decided to take the weekend off and go and do something as passionate as the things that I've always thought.
For me, to protest, and I teach this to my students, that we have a responsibility. This country was founded on dissension. It's our job. It's our civic duty as citizens to stand up and speak when something's going wrong.
I really feel that I was too self-absorbed as a teenager, I guess, and I didn't protest Vietnam, and I should have, and now I feel like this is the same type of war that will go on and keep killing. And I feel that I didn't do it then, I should do it now.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to make a pit stop at one of these oases. Our time arrival, let's see. We're going to Washington, right? Yeah. We should get there by 8 o'clock. So if we're not there by 8 o'clock, tomorrow, something wrong. So feel free to tap us on the shoulder. You know?
I think that there is a lot of anti-war sentiment within Chicago, and now that I both live and work out in the western suburbs, I find that it's much more of a hostile environment. I've posted my beliefs in my window, for example. I've put up support signs for Cindy Sheehan. I've put up Carrie Edwards signs during the last election, and was asked by neighbors to take them down. I've had my house egged. So I'm actually really enjoying this. Even just in the past few minutes, having conversations with people that are sitting around me, and feeling like I can talk about the things that I think and believe and not feel ostracized is very welcome.
Folks, could I have your attention, please? When we get to D.C., we will be dropped off northwest of the city, and we'll take the metro.
To me, the Iraq war is illegal.
Begun on a deception.
The worst thing that ever happened to this country.
We've just made a mess. And I'm so angry.
Somebody needs to explain to me how preemptive strike is a Christian philosophy. In any way embodies the notion that I'm scared of you, so I get to kill you first.
Can I get the microphone here? So what, do you just hold this down?
Yes.
Okay.
It's song time. Time to get psyched up for the rally. You ready?
We're going to lay down that sword and shield way down by the riverside way down. By the riverside way down.
My name's Kathy Alcozer, and I live in Villa Park, and I run a restaurant for a living.
I'm Marge Goody, and I'm over 50, and I have 5 children. Two of them are in the Army. My one son, Kevin, was in Iraq near the beginning of the war and is scheduled to go back in November.
I have a son who's in Mosul, Iraq, in the Army. He's a private. He's up in Mosul. He's in a Stryker unit, which means he runs out of a tank and shoots people. Or things, or whatever.
When they left, they said, Mom, we have to do what we're told. We have to go where we're told, and we have to do exactly what we're told. It's up to you and the rest of the people at home to make sure that we're not told to do anything illegal or immoral.
We got to do one more that says, we say, bring our troops back home today. How about that?
All right.
We say, bring our troops back home today.
It has the power to be a starting point. It has the power to maybe show other voices out there that feel isolated and feel like they're the only ones, that they are not alone and that we all share the same goal, which is to stop this administration from committing just atrocious acts in our name.
That piece was produced by Chicago Public Radio's Katrin Einhorn as part of our War Stories series.